none of the blood from none of those sheep will resolve the sin issue and set the captive free and loose the bound. But there is a lamb who just hit the world, whose blood will redeem the world from the curse of the law and from sin and death. There is a lamb. There is a lamb that you ought to have your eyes on. Oh, Father, fix my eyes on Jesus. Why are the shepherds in the field and not the pasture? Why are the shepherds in the field and not in a sheepfold? It would appear that at night, as I understand it, most shepherds gather their sheep into the sheepfold and protect them in the sheepfold. Why are the shepherds letting the sheep graze at night in the field? Shepherds don't normally graze. Sheep don't normally graze in the field. They graze in the pasture. When you hear the word field, that's vegetation, that's growth, that's harvest, that's gardening, that's crops. Why are the sheep, and most importantly, the shepherd, in the field? I'm scratching my head about it because I don't understand why the shepherds are abiding in the field and that they're not in the pasture and that they're not in the sheepfold. And why does Luke allude to shepherds in the field? And I look at it and I think to myself, wait a minute. The shepherds are in the field. I have seen this before. I have seen this phrase about the shepherds in the field before. Do you remember over in Genesis? When the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis that Abel is a tender of the sheep, which makes him a shepherd, and Cain is a tiller of the soil. Do you remember that text? And that Abel offered up a sacrifice unto God, and God received it. And Cain did not offer up a sacrifice toward God that was acceptable, because Cain offered up to God something from the field. Cain offered up to God a sacrifice from the field, and Abel offered up a sacrifice from the pasture. Abel offered up a blood sacrifice, and Cain offered up something from the field. And do you remember how Cain was wroth? He was angry with Abel because unto Abel God had respect on his sacrifice. Can I get into this just for a minute? I just want to talk to the Bible lovers just for a minute. I'm confused here, because this shepherds in the field, I've seen it before, because when God tells Cain, if thou doest not well, will I not receive you? And Cain walks away mad and he's angry. The Bible says that when Abel came into the field, Cain slew him. And I asked myself, is not Abel coming into the field shepherds in the field? Is not this a mirrored reflection of what happened between Cain and Abel, and between the birth of Jesus, that the shepherd is in the feel? Isn't that how Abel got killed? If Abel had stayed in the pasture, he would have never gotten killed. It was because Abel came over on Cain's territory that he was attacked and murdered and destroyed. And it was there with the shepherd in the field. That Cain, who wouldn't kill a lamb, kills a man, because the man is a shepherd. A shatter. Y'all don't hear me this morning. The man is a shepherd in the field. Now I understand why Luke mentions to me the shepherd in the field. Because in order for a shepherd to be in the field, he has to be willing to come out of his territory. And suddenly I recognize that the shepherds in the field are important, because the angels that appeared and spoke in the texts that I read at the beginning in Luke chapter 2 are not talking to Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph are the ones who need a visitation from the angels, but the Bible said that the angels came to talk to the shepherds. Why do the angels even care to talk to the shepherd? Who are these shepherds? Why do they deserve a revelation? Mary is the one whose legs are in a stirrup. Mary is the one who's in labor. Mary is the one who has to wrap her baby in milk rags, what you call sackcloths, are milk rags where they've been milking the cow. And she now wraps the milk of the word in milk rags. And if anybody needs a word from the angels, it ought to be Mary. But instead, the angels don't even go and talk to Mary. The angels run to the shepherds in the field. And they tell the shepherds in the field, leave your sheep and go to the barn in Bethlehem, because your sheep are just a shadow. Your sheep are just a shadow. What's happening in the barn is the reality. Your sheep represent what Jesus is. And he tells the shepherd, the sheep will be fine. Go look in that barn. Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Behold, you're watching the wrong sheep. You're watching the wrong sheep. None of the blood from none of those sheep will resolve the sin issue and set the captive free and loose the bound. But there is a lamb who just hit the world, whose blood will redeem the world from the curse of the law and from sin and death. There is a lamb. There is a lamb that you ought to have your eyes on. Oh! Father, fix my eyes on Jesus. Can I go a little bit deeper? And then I began to recognize that Jesus is reenacting what Abel did. Abel came into Cain's field, and Jesus coming to earth is him coming into Satan's field. For Satan has been given dominion over the earth realm, and God has cast him out of heaven. And Jesus says, not only will I run you out of heaven, I will come on your own territory, and I will overthrow you in your own territory, because I'm going to break the curse that was on man. You killed Abel, but you will not destroy me. I'm coming where you are. And here he comes down through 40 and two generations stepping down the corridors of time. Here comes Jesus down where they are. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Type it, everybody. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Tell America, here comes Jesus. Tell this crazy world, here comes Jesus. Tell the people on ventilators, here comes Jesus. Tell the people in grief, here comes Jesus. Tell the people in depression, here comes Jesus. Tell the people upset, here comes Jesus. Tell the people disturbed, here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. Get ready for it. Here he comes. Oh! That's God's word to somebody. I don't know who it is, but that's God's word to you. Here comes Jesus. You're tired. You're frustrated. You've been uncomfortable. You've been at your wits' end. You can't get a word from God. Here is your word from God. Here comes Jesus. 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 Tell your bills. Here comes Jesus. Tell your depression. Here comes Jesus. Tell your fear. Here comes. Oh, I wish I had the old church. I feel the Holy Ghost praise. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of the living God. Look at somebody to holler. Here comes Jesus.
Some things can only come from God. And she said, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. She said, I'm a praying woman. God said, the thing that brings peace to pain is making your request made known unto God. Is your prayer life lately? The shepherds in the field are mentioned because the true shepherd the good shepherd is in the field, and the angels needed to announce to these shepherds that the good shepherd is now in the field. The shepherd is in the field. The shepherd is in the field. He couldn't redeem me from heaven. He couldn't redeem me surrounded by the royal diadem. He couldn't redeem me sitting on the throne before the crystal glass. He couldn't redeem me surrounded by Michael and Gabriel. But the shepherd, willing to redeem me, he came where I was, and he stepped down into humanity. And the angels wanted the word to get out that the shepherd is in the field. Tell every wolf, tell every witch, tell every hex, tell every spell, tell every disease, tell every affliction, the shepherd is in the field. The shepherd is here. Somebody say, the shepherd is here. What does that mean? I'll let David answer you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life will be changed because the shepherd is in the field and the Lord is my shepherd. Tell the devil, if you won't pay me, God will. If you won't feed me, God will. If you won't make a way, God will. If you ain't got my back, God's got my back. Because the shepherd is in the field. 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 Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Yeah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, it was nighttime, the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. The shepherd. Oh, the good shepherd. The good shepherd. The shepherd is in the field. Tell COVID-19. Tell him, the shepherd is in the field. Tell depression, tell suicide, tell discomfort, tell disgrace, tell shame, tell heaviness, the shepherd is in the field. No wonder the shepherds left their sheep. The shadow always recedes in the presence of the reality. No wonder Luke mentions that it was while shepherds were in the field, while the shadow was holding the place, the real thing came. And there was no better place for Mary to have Jesus than to have him in the field. Because he is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Because he is my shepherd, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I want everybody who's been worried about anything, who's been up at night, who's been uncomfortable, who's been wrestling with dis-ease, to lift your hands and open your mouth and worship, because the shepherd is in the field. I don't care whether you feel silly or not. Lift your hands and open your mouth and worship him, because the shepherd he's in the field. He just hit the field. Every other door was closed. The shepherd is, I can't hear you. The shepherd is, whatever you've been worried about, whatever you've been upset about, whatever's been on your heart and been on your mind, whatever's had you up at night, take comfort. Take courage. Lift your voice like a trumpet. The shepherd. Devil. Hey, devil, the shepherd. The shepherd is in the field. this Sunday morning, we are going to cast all our cares on him. We're going to put full responsibility on him. I'm going to give you an opportunity I want you to write down, text in, send in the message, everything that you've been carrying that you need to cast on the shepherd. I want you to turn it. We're going to release it to him, and then I'm going to pray for everything that you wrote. And I want you to give me something to pray for so that you don't have to carry this alone. As the under shepherd, I'm going to bring you to the chief shepherd and let your requests be made known unto him. Write it right now. I need you, I need you, I need you to take care of this, Lord. I need you to fix this. I need you to fix this. Write it right now.
If you believe God knows what you need, go ahead and put your hands up and begin to praise the name of Jesus all over the building, wherever you are. If you believe that what you wrote down shall come to pass, if you believe that God is a providing God, if you believe that he is a delivering God, if you believe that he's a chain breaking God, lift up the name of Jesus. Here Jesus comes. Here Jesus comes. Here Jesus comes. Great and mighty God, we reverence you. We call upon you. You're mighty. You're worthy. You're omnipotent. You're omniscient. We praise you, God. We give you glory. You're a mighty God. You give us blessings we don't have room to receive. You give us power we don't have room to receive. You give us purpose we don't have room to receive. Great God that you are, we ask you now, cleanse our heart, cleanse our mind, cleanse our purpose, cleanse our authority, cleanse how we walk, cleanse how we talk. Move, mighty God, move in our innermost parts. Move, God, move. Move till you can't move anymore. Move until diseases run away. Move until demons flee. Move until curses are broken. Move, God, until blessings are unlocked. Great God, great God, we ask for your blood. We plead it over everything we've asked for, over everything we've laid at your feet. We plead the blood of the shepherd, the blood of the lamb, the blood. We plead it over our finances, over our marriages, over our children, over our home, over our churches, over our platforms. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for who you are. And we thank you for why you are. And we thank you, God, for we lift up our heads, for which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. Our help, it cometh from you. Not our friends, not our family. Our help, it comes from you. We thank you for you always provide. All we have needed, your hands have provided. All that we have needed, your hands have provided. And we thank you for being that kind of God, for being the kind of God that fills us when we're empty. We surrender all to you, God. Teach us what that looks like. We give ourselves to you, God. Teach us what that looks like. We surrender our platforms and our authority to you, God. Teach us what that looks like. Teach us how to serve you better. Teach us how to give you better. Teach us how to serve you, Lord. In humility, God, we surrender our will for your way. We plead, God, for for you to show us the way. Give us strategy. Give us structure. Unlock promises that we may prevail in the pandemic. We will prevail in the pandemic. We will prevail in the pandemic. And we thank you, God, for exceedingly and abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. Activate that power within us, God, that makes it so. For we believe that it is so.
Yes.
And so it is, in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
And amen again. And amen again. And amen again. This is what your assignment is today. On every post, on every tweet, on every Instagram, Facebook page you can find, hashtag shepherds in the field. Shepherds in the field. Whenever you hear somebody complaining about something or worried about something, tell them the shepherds in the field.
To live the life that God Almighty has for you, you must embrace who you are and what you've been given in Christ.
Jesus is the real deal. He's not a shadow. He's not a caricature. He's not a reflection. He is.
Discover Bishop T.D. Jakes' most personal holiday stories. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive the Follow the Star book, in which Bishop shares holiday stories of grace to inspire the soul. With your gift of $100 or more, you will also receive the 2021 Christmas Ornament, a Christmas Blessings Advent Calendar, the powerful Redeemed to Glory three-part teaching, and Follow the Star by Bishop T.D. Jakes. And for your gift of $175 or more, you'll receive the Strong in the Lord Woven Tapestry Wall Art, in addition to the entire Christmas package. You're a new creation in Christ. It's time to see the good destiny that Jesus has for you.
What God has given you needs time to grow up.
Don't wait. Now is your chance. Call or go online today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Potter's Dungeon.